This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is retired U.S. Army General Paul Vallely. He is joining us now to explain why he believes the U.S. strategy in Afghanistan is very much on the wrong track and what we need to do instead to put it on the right track. He also says we need to stop trying to define our objectives in Afghanistan in catchy language and just admit that the goal there is to win. In general, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg, for having me again.
Let's talk about the last point, because it seems very simple, yet the rhetoric from the administration, and really in some cases the last administration, was a little bit murky. Why do you think they're so reluctant to say that victory is the objective, and what's the damage in not saying that?
Well, that's a great question. You know, I go back to the poem Invictus that, you know, the United States, we have to be the masters of our destiny and the captains of our soul. And when I look at 9 years now, and I said this when I was on Fox, that, you know, this is an unconventional war, and it's got to be fought unconventionally. And if you look back at the fall of 2001, we basically took down, obliterated the Taliban and al-Qaeda in 34 days with 100 special operators and CIA and air power. But then we transitioned to a conventional war over there in 2002 and then transitioned that into what we call the COIN or the counterinsurgency strategy. And when you look back in history, we tried to do the same thing in Vietnam, the counterinsurgency, and we can see what happened there. We had a very long war with not a victory or a victory I would call for the United States. So here we are again putting large bases into the Middle East, which take a tremendous amount of logistical support. And we're putting our young men and women out there in harm's way every day running convoys and getting blown up by IEDs, improvised explosive devices, which are really being provided by the Iranians to the Taliban. So, you know, when you look at all of this, that here we are fighting 15, 10, 100 people with a massive force over there, large bases, and we're trying to nation build, Greg. At the same time, we're trying to win a war, and you can't do both. If you go back to World War II in history, you have to win the war first, and then let the State Department and other entities nation build. And I'm just strictly against our armed forces being used to do nation building because it's draining our resources. We've got soldiers, Marines, Air Force, so on, going back now for their fourth or fifth time, and it's wearing our force out. So we need to change our strategy, and that's why I wrote the article today, which is out throughout the internet on great generals and great battle warriors always can change the tide of the battle or the tide of war is what we call it. So anyhow.
Hey, General, let's talk about the point you made a little bit ago, and that's that a relatively small U.S. presence in conjunction with superior air power as well as elements of the Northern Alliance achieved great success in a very brief period of time against the Taliban. What would have been the smart approach on the heels of that, and what should we be doing now instead of what we are doing?
Well, background on this, and I said this in 2002 on Fox, and I was really advised by a very good friend of mine who's a Lebanese colonel, and he said, make sure you don't deploy large forces or bases into the Middle East because they'll soak them up like a sponge. And he said, do what they do in the Middle East. You have to use proxy forces. And that's what General Petraeus did in Baghdad, by the way, with the Sons of Iraq. We basically hired them to kill off the al-Qaeda. So it wasn't just the surge, it was the use of proxy forces. Well, the same thing under what I call the lily pad strategy is that we launch only against our enemies from friendly bases that we can then come back home and that we use proxy forces if we're going to use anything in the Middle East. And that's basically what we did with the Northern Alliance. It was a proxy force. And it's much smarter, it's much more effective. The proxy forces know the lay of the land, they know the people, the population, the culture, and here we're trying to put in a democracy in a society and a culture that's never going to accept it. but we can't seem to face that reality at the highest levels of leadership in Washington, unfortunately.
What do you foresee happening based on the current strategy in Afghanistan as we ramp up the troop presence and, of course, have this midsummer deadline next summer to either start withdrawing troops or at least reevaluating where we stand?
Well, the whole strategy is flawed. Again, you go back to trying to nation build and do a war. And the answer are not troops, number of troops. It's a matter of changing strategy to achieve victory and to take our troops and put them and locate them and have them launch with good intelligence, air support, everything they need to destroy the enemy nest wherever they find them. And that takes good intelligence. So, you know, we just need great generals, and we need policymakers in Washington that understand what the global caliphate is and the spread of radical Islam throughout the world. And that's what the Trade Center Mosque is all about. It's really a Trojan horse for the Muslim Brotherhood to go ahead and push forward into the United States, because all the recruiting, and even Hassan, who killed the 13 at Fort Hood, was very much radicalized and influenced by the mosque outside of Washington, D.C. So you can trace everything to the Trojan horses, the mosques that are being put in throughout the world, London and Europe. That's why this mosque thing is just a terrible idea, because we're giving them a foothold. And they're not for peace, believe me. They're for the caliphate. So the American people understand and have to study what the global caliphate is. And that's what Ahmadinejad is prophesizing and pushing out of Iran as well.
Last 60 seconds and last question for you, General. You mentioned a moment ago that you don't think Afghanistan will ever be really receptive to democracy. So as you look at it, what is the definition of victory in Afghanistan? Is it the surrender of al-Qaeda and the Taliban? What is the ultimate objective?
Well, it happened because they have sanctuaries that they work out of, and they mix with the population. So we have to really put the emphasis on Pakistan and Afghan government taking over as soon as possible, and they've got to solve the situation. We can give them support, but we shouldn't do it with our people in large bases other than to reinforce when we need. But Pakistan is a big problem in this whole thing. The intelligence service over there, they support the Taliban. Some of them do to a degree. And they really haven't done a full impact a takeout of the Taliban up in Waziristan in the tribal area. So it's a much larger problem than Afghanistan. And staying there and trying to nation build, we will achieve no victory.
General, unfortunately, our time is up. As always, sir, great pleasure to have you with us. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Greg.
Retired U.S. Army General Paul Vallely, and I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.